Well, folks, we are very excited. We are at Applewood Restaurant and Inn, and this is Russian River at its best. This lady has walked by three times now. I'm going to ask her, what is your name, ma'am? You look familiar.
I am Chef Shelley Cerniand here at the Applewood.
Right, and we have done features together before. There are two dishes that are always on my mind when I'm approaching the dates to stay here at Applewood or have dinner. One of them we've already talked about, the beef, but that rack of lamb goes down in history every time I have it.
Oh, it is something special. Everyone loves the lamb. It's one of our flagship dishes here. Slowly roast that lamb with a nice crust made out of cocoa nibs. Just the sweetness of the lamb and the bitterness of the cocoa nibs just marries together, especially particularly good with that sherry braised chorizo.
Shelley is going to join us now, and we are going to enjoy this with a few different wines, and I think Pinot will be high on that list.
It's high on my list with this one.
Well, folks, we are enjoying harvest here in Sonoma County, and Sonoma County has some great wineries that have been around for a while and great new wineries, and one of those is Petroncelli, and we're going to be featuring the wines of Petroncelli today. Jim Petroncelli, one of the kindest people I've met in this industry. Another great person in this industry is Chef Shelley, who's sitting here with me. And I say that because she's a great chef. Also, she has four dishes on the table here.
Yes, Doc, I do. As requested, I've always got food for you. You bring the wine, I bring the food.
You know, we got a great thing going here. Applewood is a stop for me as often as possible. And Shelley, we've collaborated before. And it's great to have Ty in the kitchen there with the produce that's all local also.
That's right. He takes a lot of pride in his local farm and gives us the premium produce that he grows.
Well, Shelley, I think you need to help me because you've overdone the amount here, but I love it. I'm not going to stop until we're done.
Oh, there's no reason to stop.
Well, folks, we have enjoyed yet another course here at Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I don't know what is more famous, the inn or the restaurant. I think it's just a great combination sitting here, and we are out in the Russian River area. Tell folks about that a little bit. This is probably your homeland.
It's a hidden gem in Sonoma County. Everyone wants to go visit Santa Rosa or Sonoma, and they forget about the Russian River and the beautiful little city of Guerneville.
They really do, and it's very interesting. During the summer, it's a hard place to book a room. This time of the year, there's a little rain coming down out, and I love this time of year. You can get into the tasting rooms, and you might even be able to get a reservation in here for a couple of nights. This is a very hard spot to get into, but once you do, you'll keep coming back.
Absolutely, and later in the summer and the fall, reservations are definitely recommended.
We have enjoyed a night here already. We're on our second night. Tell us about this. I had this for dinner last night. This is one of my favorites.
It's definitely the flagship dish of the restaurant. It's a cocoa nib crusted rack of California lamb. Just take some cocoa nibs and grind them up, slather it on top of a lamb rack, and just roast it away to perfection. And we serve it with a sherry braised chorizo sauce, which complements the sweet bitterness of the chocolate perfectly.
Wow. It sounds as good as it looks and smells, and that all gets together, and your senses are on fire here, and these beautiful wines go perfectly with it. We have a number of them on the table. I can't decide if I like the Zin, the Pinot, or the Syrah, so I'm going to have all three.
That sounds good. Maybe I'll join you in all three.
We're enjoying some great food here, and Chef, you've been here for a while, and this must be a great place to come to work. I can see that everybody's just having a great time putting out an amazing product.
Yeah, you know, everything goes like clockwork.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy yet another wine and yet another course. We'll tell you about the wine right now, and Have Wine Will Travel. Great weekend here in Sonoma County, and it's time to think about going out wine tasting here, and I know a man to talk to. I'm sitting with Jim Petroncelli, and Jim, you just happen to have a great winery here in Sonoma County, and the tasting room is a great place to visit because you can really get the whole history of Sonoma County in one room.
Definitely. We like to feature all of our wines in the tasting room. It overlooks part of our Zinfandel vineyards, so you're really out in amongst the vines and not just in a room in a bunch of traffic. We feature all of our wines available for tasting. Kind of recommend you only have about four or five, but if you're a professional, you can taste more.
That means we have to come back quite a few times.
In the tasting rooms adjoining our barrel room, so you have a little view of our aging wines. You get a chance to go through the whole series of wines, and this is where you really can enjoy wines at the best, right there in the vineyard.
Well, also, there might be some treats here that you might not be able to get across the country. So a visit here might put a couple of bottles into your bag that you did not have access to.
Definitely. So we have some small production wines that don't get into distribution, and they're available here at the winery and also for tasting. A few things like we make a port that is rarely seen, but it's from Portuguese grape varieties grown on our own vineyards. It's really a classic wine that everybody enjoys.
Sounds like your family might like port also.
Definitely for those cold winter nights, it's definitely a part of our dining experience.
Well, folks, we will give you the website now for Petroncelli and the phone number here for the tasting room, and it's time to go wine tasting, Jim.
Definitely, any time is a good time for wine tasting. We're on the web, www.petroncelli.com, and or if you can want to call us, 707-857-3531, and we'd be happy to visit with you.
All right, well, folks, it's time to go wine tasting here in Sonoma County. Jim, I'm glad you have a designated driver for us, too. Thank you.
Yes, we have a designated chef and driver.
Fortunately, it's not the same person. We are going to enjoy a great meal here at Applewood Restaurant, and we've had a beautiful day here in the sun, and summer is upon us here in the great Russian River area, and Chef Ty is sitting here with us. We're going to go in a different direction here, and this is right up your alley, Chef. We're going to go vegetarian with this dish, and I'm very excited because you have your own farm, and a lot of the dishes are from there.
Yeah, they sure are, and this is a real nice dish here. You know, it lives up to what a really good entree can be. It doesn't have the animal protein, but it has plenty of other things to offer. It's a really nice dish.
Let's go through a few of the items on this at the present time. I'm sure it changes as the seasons change. It really is the versatility that is the chefs here at Applewood.
This dish truly is never the same twice. Every time it's a little different. It's called a composition of wild mushrooms and garden vegetables, and that's really what it is. And this time of year is a great time to have this dish because we have a lot of nice vegetables coming out of the garden, as well as some really high-end wild mushrooms. So right now what we're doing is a little butter poached porcinis. We have a little morel mushrooms, and then we have some fresh greens from the garden here at Applewood, as well as some fresh peas and garnishes and other things from my farm as well.
Well, this is a treat in itself, and I am a carnivore. I have to admit that to you. I definitely want to move on to some of the great dishes here on the menu, but I definitely want to try some of these, and really a unique way to enjoy wines and food, and a little bit off my road here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Folks, well, we're going to now move on to another dish and open a couple more wines. Ty, stay right where you are. We're going to enjoy some great wine, too.
Oh, looking forward to it. Thank you.